Hi, Don.
Well, how you doing? Welcome to my show.
Welcome. Oh, it's your show now.
You know, I actually had a little cussing fit there, which I haven't had in a while, because I was hitting like all these buttons, and then have you ever hit a button? You know, you're not supposed to hit it, but then you hit it anyways, and then you hit the two next to it, and then everything goes awry.
Yep.
Well, that's what happened, and I was like, oh no. So, anyways, today, folks, we have an interesting show for you today, because we don't have anything planned, do we, Wim?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, I think this is actually going to be a really interesting show.
Excellent, excellent. So, folks, we're going to be surprised here. Tell me, what are we talking about today, Wim?
First of all, I would like to welcome all our listeners back, assuming some of them came back. And we've been discombobulated for the past couple of months between Don moving and then rearranging schedules and not being on at the planned time. So we're back on at 6 o'clock. Well, actually, 6:10, right?
6:10. Can you believe it, folks?
Well, Don, 6:10 is on time as far as you're concerned.
6:10.
You don't even have to apologize. But you can if you want to.
Well, the nice thing is we're back at our regular time, and you know, our audience out there knows that this was our usual time, and it's good to be back. It feels like home.
And maybe we can even take call-ins this show, right?
Well, we will be able to take call-ins, but again, you're going to, if you call into the show at 888-26.
Don't give them the number yet. We're not ready.
Okay, we're not ready. But, well, Wynn's not ready. I'm always ready for calls. It is. But, well, I can't say that's true, because we do have new equipment, and it hasn't worked right since I've installed it. So I need a certain adapter, and I have that on order, and it won't be here till Wednesday. I ordered it through samash.com, and it's just one little adapter. It's a very specialized adapter. It's a quarter-inch TSR male to an XLR male.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I need. That one line with the right connections on both ends, and we're good. And that's what I've been missing all this time, and I've been trying to figure out how I could do it without it, but unfortunately it cannot be done. So we can take calls today, but the caller might either maybe hear us, maybe not. He might get tones in his ears. He might not. We might be able to hear him, or vice versa, and nobody really knows what the other person's talking about. So it's going to be interesting.
Well, before we get call-ins, let's establish our topic so that people have something to ask about, right?
That's right.
Now, You've been expanding and putting on some new shows, right?
Haven't we ever? We have expanded BBS Radio enormously. We've put on a ton of new shows.
And
now,
as a result of the show we did last week, Doug is now doing a poetry show.
Yeah, my twin brother and friend and partner is actually doing his own show now. It's nice, because really his forte is in writing, and so it's nice to see him talk about something he's quite passionate about.
And people can read his poem, other people's poems, on the section of
Authors Inkwell. They can, in fact, it's just like the Don and Wynn show. Instead of going to Blogging Service and clicking in a million links trying to figure out where you're going, you just go to the DonandWinshow.com, and in this case with Doug's, you just go to AuthorsInkwell.com, and it'll take you to the right area.
That's a good URL. I'm surprised that no one else had it, huh?
Oh, I got it years and years ago. I had a website.
That explains it.
Yeah, I had a website called Authors Inkwell, and it was really for people to self-publish online their own works of stories, short stories, poems. But I just, it grew vastly, but I just didn't have the time to maintain it, so I took it down, and I've had the URL for quite some time.
Well,
catchy, isn't it? You like the name? Authors Inc.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great name. That could be a magazine.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I see that being, great expansive section on login service.
I agree.
And incorporate a lot of stuff if you can figure out how to have the time to do it.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, a lot of our a lot of emails we've been getting, and surprisingly enough, I don't see the book used that much, Authors Inkwell, which is surprising considering so many emails were coming to me about, I need a section for people to post, you know, their poetry, their short stories, and poetic works, and yet I build the thing, and, you know, it's supposed to be if you build it, they will come.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come along, folks. It's there. It's been up for, I don't know, a few weeks now. I took down the blog forum, and we are totally revamping the blog forum because that was very lightly used. But we are going to revamp the entire blog forum. That should be done within a week,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be quite a bit more efficient, robust, quicker, and so I think people will like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. If you build it, they will come, and I will guarantee that if Doug puts a couple of messages on some poetry forums throughout the net, he will be overwhelmed.
I would agree. I would agree. In fact, that's what I would hope our audience would really help out in doing. And that's,
get the word up and tell them about it.
Yeah, get the word out. Help
yeah.
us a bit. I mean, we've got a good team of people here working together, but we're all so busy we can't even think anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we are bringing in more and more people to work with us, but the amount of workload is pretty extreme now. And
mm-hmm.
so we could use all the help we can get. This is a service to others' endeavor. Everybody's doing this pretty much. I mean, all of them are doing it without pay. I'd like to triple all their salary. It cost me anything.
Well,
but I mean, seriously,
right.
folks.
You might as well quadruple it.
That's right. But they're doing it as a service to others, and we really could use the help getting the word out on these various areas, poetry especially, because there's so many people out there looking for a haven
mm-hmm.
for other people to enjoy what they've created, and now that we have it, we'd really like to get the word out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the reasons that you are doing what you're doing is because you have come to understand that there's something going on our planet, and that it's important to uplift the vibration here.
And you know what's significant about all that? Is that what is gone is a creative process.
Yes.
And that's why all the arts and all the and the creative arts that people talk about, music, writing, channeling even, I mean, we can call that an art form, although it's taking a little extrapolating a bit much, but it's really a creative process because we are all unfolding as the creator is, all of
mm-hmm.
us being one. So when we talk about being creative, it's really all part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you mentioned channeling. I decided tonight, if it's okay to you, with you, I am going to introduce some channelings to our audience that many of which have never made public before. And as you know, or as I believe, that my channeling experience has been with what could be called group souls, which is a little bit different than other people's psychic experiences and psychic phenomena. And the people that we've had on our show, in general, are in that same ballpark.
Yes.
Of group souls. And when we talk about group souls, there's something that each person listening can find this very meaningful. Because a group soul is different than a voice coming through somebody. A group soul is a huge energy. How can I say it? Well, the way Ra describes himself as an amoeba of energy, putting an energetic hand down into this realm. And I've come to think of Ra, for example, as this huge amoeba of energy spread through our solar system, and that when somebody tunes into their frequency, they can actually, they feel it, and they come into the person as energy.
Yes.
You know, all through my life, I've experienced sitting around, say, spiritual masters and spiritual environments where I could feel this light in the room. And I never imagined that it was intelligent. It just seemed like, you know, it's hard to describe. Some people may have experienced that and some people may have not.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that that light energy has actually got an intelligence to it, and it's a huge bit of piece of energy connected to a huge group soul, is a pretty new bit of, you know, idea for most people. And yet,
radical, actually.
For myself, over and over again, it's been validated that that's the way it works. And, you know, for the past few years, here I was in the midst of writing the book about the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, which is really the connection, I believe, with the Ra group.
Yes.
And that they're using David Wilcock to explain what's happening on our planet. At the same time, I've had these two girlfriends channeling both Ra and the Elohim. Now, let me say, when I say channeling Ra and the Elohim, how do I know that that's really true? I mean, you know, when a voice says something, how do I know they are who they say they are? There's no way I really, actually, there's no way I can know it. I can only kind of reverse engineer, listen to what they're saying, listen how it flows with what other people say, look at the phenomena that's generated as a result of the connection. Because, you know, I've had this phenomena. My sister's life was saved. They predict newspaper headlines, you know, all kinds of things. And, you know, one still would have to consider the possibility, well, how do I know it's positive? How do I know there's not some trickster saying they're this? And that's always a possibility. So when you hear channeled information, you really have to open your intuitive sensibilities and see how, if it resonates. I think that's the key word, resonates. And even then, you have to check it and check it and check it. We did a channeling interest, and we did a channeling recently where we talked about how can we tell a negative source from a positive source, because a negative source doesn't announce that it's negative, right?
It doesn't.
And they said something they said something really beautiful, a beautiful answer. And I'll share it with you. I don't have it to read. Maybe, you know, in a future time I'll read it. But they said, well, a negative source, in one way or another, will want to turn you into its subject, will want things from you, and will put you in control one way or another. And so, for example, they could say, Don, you have this divine mission, and we have chosen to speak to you.
Right.
And then they're going to say, and here's what we want you to do, right?
Right. They'll give you answers. Pardon me. They'll provide you answers.
Now, a positive source, now this is where it got really beautiful, the answer. It actually brought tears to my eyes when they said it. A positive source wants to be your companion and wants, you know, honors you and your goals and works with you in your own goals as long as they're in the light, as long as they're of service, as long as they're not service to self. Now, that is a beautiful thing, to have a companion that's part of a group soul. And, you know, when we call in the light at the end of this show, and a lot of people that have tuned in have felt something when that happened, I believe it's because these group souls are paying enough attention to me that they come in, and wherever people are, all over the country where they're listening, they come in and lift the energy for those people who are open to it. And That's an extraordinary thing. That's been happening on our conference calls. And when we do the conference calls, you know, it's interesting. When we first started doing the conference calls, everyone was kind of disconnected. And then when I would call in the light, the energy would come in. And then there's been a group of people that have been coming back every week, and now the energy comes in before the show, we do the call, like a half an hour before, people start thinking about it, and we hit the ground running, the energy is present, and what I see is, I mean, because I've never done anything like this, I'm learning as I go, I started to understand the quality of fellowship. And people coming together without any other reason but to be acts of light on the planet. Not to get anything out of anybody, not to exchange favors, not to whatever. And but just for that reason, and it's like I sense that people that are checking in are changing their lives. And a couple of them here and there are having some really miraculous things happen to them as a result of checking in every week and having a personal validation that there's something going on. So what I thought I would do is I wanted to read some of the channelings. And when I read these channelings, since these channelings are coming from a group soul or what I believe to be a group soul, their frequency is connected to it, so it's very likely that their energy will come present as I read it. And I ask questions. Keep in mind, I'm going to read some things that were early on, because when this first started happening, I didn't know if it was positive. I didn't know who they were. I didn't know if I could trust it. I didn't know anything except that it was fascinating, and they just kept asking me to ask questions. And so I asked every question under the sun, and they gave me answers. And I thought some of these answers are very interesting, both in what's happening on our planet and how a group soul interacts with our planet. Does that sound okay with you, Don, if I do that? Don, are you there?
Oh, hello, 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 hello.
Did you leave?
No, I fell asleep.
You fell asleep?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yep.
God, I'm that I'm that boring, huh?
I fell asleep on you, Wynn.
Did you? Well, wake up, okay?
I'm here now.
Your mother's going to be mad at me because I'm not making you participate enough. Did you hear what I asked you?
Something about channeling.
Forget it.
No, I know what you asked. I couldn't even hear in my sleep.
You can?
You said, isn't that remarkable?
So, never mind. So, what happened was, when this channeling first started happening, well, this woman would keep saying, those guys want to talk to you. And when it first started, it was a being named Ptah. And Ptah was answering all these questions. And then it changed from Ptah to the Council of An. And I wondered why it changed. Now, when Ptah was coming through, I went on Google and I found out that Ptah was also being channeled by a woman named Johnny King in Australia. And so I asked if it was the same Ptah, and they said it was. Now, Ptah was not a group soul, at least as it was explained to me. Ptah was an individual, very high entity. And I learned that they were checking out the contact before the group soul came in. And so Ptah was like an emissary of the group soul. And the group soul that started out communicating with me was the Elohim. So these are some messages from the Elohim. And while I'm reading them, I'm going to stop and make my own comments to make sure if there's some, there might be information that I need to explain that people won't understand, okay? So this was all in 2002. These were all 2002. How should I identify you? We are the Council of An. And where is the Council of An from? We are located in what would be called your Andromedan system. And what dimensional density are you operating on? We are currently in transition from what you would call the fifth to the sixth density. Are you capable of reading what we would call the Akashic records? Of this which you speak, yes. We have had numerous earthly experiences, and it would be possible for you through us to attain the needed information you request. Proceed with your questions. Are you aware of Ra? Now, of course, this was happening while I was writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and Ra is the group's soul that was coming through David Wilcock and Edgar Cayce and Carlo Rucker. So are you aware of Ra? We are indeed. He is our counselor master. Ra seemed to indicate that they were looking over us in a very specific way and ready to enter the affairs of this planet in the physical realm and perhaps create some degree of protection. It is as you have deemed. If that is so, then we should be protected from some degree from unexpected calamities to give humanity time to grow. Is that true? This is somewhat correct. It is as if there are pockets of protected light and energetic space upon the surface of your planet to which shall be attracted those souls who need further time in their transitional process to upgrade their cellular memories to participate in the collective purification process now taking place on planet Earth. Those who need additional time shall be afforded this particular protection. There are others who await more crisis-like intervention insofar as this is needed to catalyze their processes for them, and there are yet others who choose not to continue at this particular time and shall undergo a cleansing of a more extreme nature, resulting perhaps in a dissemination of the physical vehicle from their corpuscular structures, i.e., they will not remain in the physical body. Is that far out, Don? Don, are you awake?
Yeah, no.
Did you understand that?
Well, yeah, I've read things similar.
Yeah. So, in present time, now we're changing the topic. In present time, in working with the grids and building the grid energy, is it necessary to go to the physical location of the grid? Yes, at the present time, it is desirable to go to the physical location of the grid. However, it is possible to access the said vibrational energy with a group of focused intent in various disparate physical locations. When, if I have an inner relationship with someone where we have a light connection and we contemplate each other and they are at a distant place, does this create a movement through the grid or is that happening in some other way? This can create a movement through the grid energy. It depends upon your intent and also the degree of groundedness that the two entities who are in communication have been working towards. It is something that can be established with practice. Now, maybe I should make a comment on what a grid is. Supposedly, there are these energies that surround our planet.
Your phone sure is popping a lot. Like pop.
You want me
pop.
To switch to the other phone?
Yeah, try switching to the other phone.
Hello?
Yeah, it's not popping anymore, but we do hear the background fuzz, but I would rather have that than the pop, 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 pop.
Okay.
It sounds like we're playing a record.
Okay. A cracked record, huh?
Well, now at least just sounds like you've got some machinery in the back, so that's fine.
All right. I'll talk loud so that my voice overcomes the signal to noise ratio.
And talk often.
So what they're saying is that there is this energy grid around our planet. And that I know, and I didn't ask the question here, but that energy grid is weakened. And it's very important to make it stronger in terms of the planet's evolution. So when we reach each other, as we do on this radio show or on our internet show, we have all the consciousnesses of our listeners joining together, and we have a high intent so that we are actually, for those people that are open to it, having emotion through this grid and connecting with each other vibrationally, as well as through the voice that's coming out of your computer. And that any two people that can create a light connection can create that healing in the grid. In fact, I noticed that you put my Pray It Forward in your newsletter, right?
Yeah, I thought it was...
Well, I thank you for that.
Yeah.
That was something I put up, and it was basically, here's how to create a light connection with someone else. And, you know, the first step in doing that, as I've learned, is just to intend it. You know, oftentimes, every time we connect with someone, we connect, well, how's it going? What's going on? What's, you know, you do that with me and I do that with you. But really, we really want to connect. Underneath, everyone wants to really connect, and we need something to talk about. So that calling in of the light just bypasses all that and says, let's go for the gusto and connect with each other through those grids. And of course, doing this on the show, anytime we have a group energy and we have an intent to do that, if you have a group of people in a room and you do that, you'll see, you'll shift the energy of all those people instead of having just a social connection. So, let's see, what else? Then I asked some questions about Jesus. And I said, did Ra work closely with Jesus? We would not say they work closely. However, the vibrational and life lessons are supportive of one another. The Ra vibration is a cornerstone, a foundation, if you will, for the understanding and psychological playing out of the Christed energies, which are built upon the Ra vibrational energy structures in this density. When Jesus was in the physical, was there an identity between the high self or intermediaries and the Creator? It is a direct connection. Is that direct connection just as possible for anyone else who reaches the place of Jesus today? Yes, it is. And we could say that Jesus was the first person in this density to ascend and created a model for us to follow. It is what you would call the first in the last 75,000 year cycle. There were other patterns prior to this. We would say this is so on what you would now call the earth plane. Now here's another one. Do you act as the high self for physical beings on the earth? We act as way showers. We act as intermediaries, as stellar stepping down stations, transceiver stations. Just as you have high voltage power lines, then you have stepping down transformers into the household current. We act in a similar manner. Can you speak to other social memory complexes or other group souls? Yes, it's in our ability to do so. Why is it that I am so capable of connecting with you in such a direct way? You've been prepared for many lifetimes to be of assistance. You are as a midwife. Is this funny?
No, I just had a very funny thought.
Go ahead, tell me your thought.
Well, I was thinking we're gonna create a new show,
yeah,
folks, and you're gonna be the host of it. And we're gonna name it The Monologue.
The Monologue. I know, I told you your mother's gonna be mad at me.
we're gonna name it The Monologue. What do you think? I like
it. Well, you know,
it's got a little catchy ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, The Monologue.
The Monologue.
Oh God. Well, should I stop doing this?
Well, you know, I love channeled material when I do, but there's so much of it out there. And really, it's not really given. I mean, there's so much. We could read channel material on this show from one person to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. If we want to be, if that's what we want to do, great. But I think, You know, I mean, I love channel material, but again, like you say, it's hard to be discerning, and it you know, it's, I don't know. You know, I have my quandaries about a lot of channeled material, mm-hmm. only because it is difficult to be discerning, and mm-hmm. often enough it comes in so many different forms and so many different ways through so many different people having so many different messages. It's just tough to be discerning. I mean, I read a lot of channeled material,
mm-hmm.
and I find a lot of it fascinating because I can corroborate it with other channeled material, and then
mm-hmm.
it becomes a lot of fun. But
mm-hmm.
again, it's, you know, it's really, I think channeled material is somebody picking out these thoughts in their head as they're drifting along. Let's say somebody's got he's walking along and he's got his mind quiet and there's all these thoughts above his head. Let's just put a picture to it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's this empty head walking around and there's all these thoughts above his head and he starts pulling them down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what channeling is. And it's hard to discern whether they're your thoughts or your thought patterns intermingled
mm-hmm.
into it, or you're, you know, bleeding from one thought to a next and you're all,
mm-hmm.
it becomes a cack. It becomes really this intertwined message that's from the higher sources, from your thought patterns, from other thoughts bleeding in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I look at channeling. For better or worse, that's how I look at it.
Well, let me say,
I mean, I don't put a heck of a lot of emphasis on it, only because
mm-hmm.
I have spent so much time reading channeled material, and a lot of it's prophetic, and a lot of it I have not seen come true
mm-hmm.
in any way, shape, or form.
Well, if you notice, first of all, this is not just any channeled material. This is the channel material.
But remember, they all say that.
Everybody
has the original title line, sell it to you now for a buck, channeled info.
Yeah, but you know what? Everything has to be, remember I said at the very beginning, things there has to be a resonance.
There does.
And it's like, for some people, there's a resonance. Some people, there isn't.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And in my particular case, I have had consistently not only a resonance, which I have checked out for a long time, but this cross-reference into physical things that have happened that were connected with the channeled material.
Right, right.
And that doesn't mean that everything should be believed. The value, and I actually picked this stuff in particular to read, okay?
Right.
I took it as excerpts because the value here is to create a map of how these other realms work so that you, one,
you know,
now wait a second, your mother's going to get mad at me, but let me just finish the thought before I lose it.
All
okay?
right, all right.
And then you can make a comment. The way that I understand it is different than the way that you just described it. And I want to, you know, sometimes we argue, have different points of view about this.
Right.
But the different points of view are good because, you know, you're bringing up things that other people think about. And I think about myself. I mean, believe me that when this first started happening, I was not anxious to share it with people. I mean, I didn't know how to share it, and now I'm taking advantage of our Don and Wynn show, and I'm sharing it, right? But where I think the value is, let's create a model of a human. A human exists as a body plus an energy field. You agree with that, right?
Well, I agree with a lot of that, and again, nothing to knock channeling. There are some, I mean, I could, if I were to recommend four channeled sources, I would say one, David Wilcox.
Mm-hmm.
I would say two, the Matthew Matthew books. Mm-hmm. I would say three, and I mean this profusely. James Gilliland's books, mm-hmm. Becoming Gods, one mm-hmm. and two. I mean, I could tell you a few other books, channeled material, like A mm-hmm. Friendship with God, many, that I find to resonate with me 100%. Mm-hmm. I don't doubt what they're writing. I don't doubt any mm-hmm. of it one single bit. Mm-hmm. But again, when it comes to channeled material, like you said, it's how it resonates with the individual and what you get out of it. Because there's so many sources of incorrect, wrong channeled material. People that are very egoistic and they're building mm-hmm. a name for themselves on their channeled material. It mm-hmm. gets convoluted and distorted. Mm-hmm. And by the time you know it, you're sunk into something that is so erroneous and so out of whack, you won't even know it, because 80% of it might ring true and the other 20% is deception, mm-hmm. so that it throws you for a loop. Mm-hmm. But that 20, or that even that 10%, which really knocks you for a loop, mm-hmm. and then you're into something you really weren't prepared for, and it's totally leading you down the wrong path. So
right. On the other hand...
I mean, I don't like to endorse. See, like, on this program, I mean, I just... It's hard for me to get around the fact that we're really pushing channeled material on people, and I think they should find what resonates for them out there on mm-hmm. their own when it comes to channeled material, because me, that's not something I'm really strong in advocating.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I hate to tell you that, Wynn. I love you. I do, but I'm just not a great advocator of channeled material. I don't think it's something that I want to endorse, really. I mean, like I said, I just told the audience some of the books that I would if I had to. They resonate with me 100%, mm-hmm. but I mean, most of the channeled material out there, I would just burn.
mm-hmm.
I really would.
Well, I think where channeled material is important, the bottom line is what can you make your own? What can you take home with you and use to change your life?
True enough.
Okay? I mean, we live in a world right now. You know, there's certain things which I have to say here that are very important, and they're different from a different point of view than what you're saying. It is not a matter of elevating channeled material and saying, here's the answer. Thank goodness it's being explained.
Yeah, well, channeled material normally doesn't give you answers.
Yeah.
It gives you ways of thinking on your own so that you come up with your own answers.
Yeah, well, the question is, here's the value of where channeled material, I believe, has a relevance. And I am going to wave my flag here because I have convinced myself that this is true.
Yes.
And this is different from what you just said.
Well, you know,
let me comment.
With your channeled material, I love it. I mean, the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, the channeled material that's in there,
mm-hmm.
and channeled material that you've brought to light through Carla Ruckert and many others, mm-hmm. it to me resonates with me.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Now, of course, as you know, we've discussed this before, there are certain aspects of it that I find dark and I find misleading and I find erroneous. But again, those are pieces of it that don't resonate with me. So
mm-hmm.
it just, yeah.
Well, here's where I think the essential importance is. And you know, this is something Carla Ruckert says over and over again, and there's truth in this, and that is, when you're looking for what she calls transient information,
right,
which is like, what's going to happen now? When is this going to happen? When is the earthquake? When is this? Right?
Right. Then you should be worried.
Then you're starting to tempt possible negative sources.
Right.
And then when you ask questions that are true 10,000 years from now, as now,
that, then, yes, I agree with you.
Then you've got stuff that
is weathered.
Now, where the real value of in channeled information and this is a very important distinction, and I'm glad we're having this discussion because it forces, you know.
I'll tell you, the reason I because I get a lot of emails now,
mm-hmm.
people, even on my TNT board,
yeah.
I used to post, now, folks, I love Mike Quincy with the Tree of Golden Light, I believe it is, Quincy's channeled material, and Nancy Tate, I love their messages. But I used to post tons of channeled messages from all over the place.
Yeah.
And I posted so many of them, people, you know, I got email after email after email telling me, stop it. It's, you know, we don't, you know what I mean? Really, people didn't find, because there were so many different messages convoluted, and I got just overwhelmed with people telling me that, to stop pushing it, and that it's junk, and you know this person and that person. Just, I mean, it went from one extreme to the next, and finally I just stopped. The only things that I post to the TNT board are Mike Quincy and Nancy Tate's paneled messages, because I find that they ring with me and ring so strongly that I post them.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest I no longer post, and I agree with the audience that so much of it is such crap that it's just really not worth reading.
Right. Well, that is up to individual discernment.
Agreed.
Right?
Agreed, yep.
Where channeled material can become the most valuable, let's take a look at the process, at least as I see it, when you're dealing with the channeled material from a group soul. And of course, is it from a group soul? I can't prove that, right? That's just the way they identify themselves. So let's just assume for a moment that that's accurate. That's accurate. That this whole cosmology of group souls and the way it's explained is that we do go through lifetime after lifetime after lifetime.
Right.
And I believe that. I've had enough personal experience to believe that. And I believe you believe that, right, Don?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we go through all these lifetimes, and so the question is, where does all of this reincarnation go? And how does evolution work for an individual human? Because do you just go through an eternity of lifetimes, or does it go somewhere? Now, what's being explained to me and a lot of other people, yeah, it does go somewhere. There's an evolution. Assuming you make good choices in a given lifetime, you reincarnate with forgetting everything. You can't remember anything, but you still have the energy of your previous lifetime, the energy body.
Mm-hmm.
And so you now have taken your state of evolution into the next lifetime. And, you know, the people are moving towards what Ra calls the law of one. And the law of one means it's not a law to believe in, or it's not a doctrine. It says, in my words, it's being able to perceive everything as part of yourself.
Yes.
Seeing things, and of course that turns into compassion, right?
Right.
Now, the more lifetimes you live, you're making good choices, then you move into a greater experience of the law of one, of experiencing everything as part of yourself. But maybe it takes thousands of lifetimes to get that.
Yeah.
We all start off like in the survival of the fittest and wanting to be the big cheese and everyone lesser,
yeah.
lesser, and then wanting, you know, as Carla said when we interviewed her, sitting in your room and having everyone, you know, deferring to you and girls lining up and knocking on the door. That's not so bad an idea.
Well, you know something about Carla.
Yeah.
The one thing, if I were to recommend channeled reading to our listeners, I would say, you know, there's some channeled readings that were done by Carla that are phenomenal.
That's why I read, you know,
yeah,
on the conference calls.
Yeah, that's phenomenal stuff.
I read her crow channeling.
Yeah. I especially like her deep channeled material.
Yeah.
And that deep trance channeling. That, I think, is more accurate because it's really not, your own thoughts aren't impeding the process. But
one thing about her raw channeling
yeah.
is for many people, they're not that accessible. The,
well,
the quote channelings, where Ra is a part of it, are more accessible.
Yes, but I also find the quote channels, well, I my opinion on that will differ first.
Mm-hmm.
But I find that the quote channelings are not as accurate, nor is quite as truthful.
Have you read them?
I've read many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And but I will say this. I mean, I have. I just, they don't resonate with me as much as raw material.
Mm-hmm.
But like Mick and Sylvie Avery, who also do Spirits Work, their show on us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's a deep trance channel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I find that when he channels Gregory Hay, everything he says resonates with me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love their channelings.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say if people want to get channeled material, they really want to go to a source that has, that's coming from, that's getting themselves out of the way and bringing in more clarity to the channeling, and that would be deeper trance.
But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
There is, you know, you're saying things that I could comment on and talk for a long time.
Yeah.
But very simply put, that many people in this realm, and what, you know, on the earth plane,
right,
are connected with sources on the other side.
Oh, many.
They actually are what's called star seeds.
Yes.
And they originated from a source on the
right,
other side.
But
and
I agree, but what I'm trying
to get
people to look out there trying to find the answers in channeled material, because being discerning is difficult at best.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say was that those that are star seeds, or that have originations from other realms, don't know, a lot of times they don't know, even though that's true, they've gotten lost in this realm. And the channelings that come from the realm that they are star seeds from,
mm-hmm,
will be the ones that they have the most resonance with.
That would be true.
So it's not like there's one source that says, here's the answer for everyone. And the value of channeled material is that if you have material that is coming from a high source, particularly if it's the source that you are part of and have forgotten it, when you read it, you will start to energetically reconnect,
yeah,
with your own source.
Well, I think, you
know, and that's what the value. That's,
I agree, but I think channeled information, if it's not, put it to you this way, I think channeled information is more for the channel than it is for any, then it's more for the benefit of the person who's having the thoughts, they're pulling the thoughts,
mm-hmm,
than anyone else. Now,
mm-hmm,
that's not always the case. I mean, I personally believe there are many people on our program, and folks, you're going to be coming to a man named James Gilliland coming up soon, that to me is gold. I mean,
mm-hmm,
gold. G-O-L-D, emphasis, folks. And there are other people on our network that I just find that they're so pure of heart,
mm-hmm,
that they would be completely wonderful and truthful and accurate channels.
Well, you know, part of this is when you say that the information is coming to the channel, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in terms of the complexity of how it works.
We're going to have to wrap it up here soon.
Okay.
Because Dr. Bell's coming on next with the Health, Science, and Energy show, but I do...
Let him wait for us. We can go
for
another hour.
No,
no, I'm kidding.
But the one thing, when the reason I got a burr in me is because, I get really wary,
mm-hmm,
of endorsing channel. I mean, I even put myself out there on a limb saying who I favored.
Mm-hmm.
But I've read so much,
mm-hmm,
channeled material that I get very wary of it,
yeah,
and telling people about it and having them go and finding all these sources on the internet of people that are all of a sudden these super channels, and they're from one moment they're channeling Joe Blow, who's died, to the next they're channeling the creator, and here's what the creator says.
Yeah.
You know, that... It's just, whoa. And I don't want to be, I don't want people to follow that path because, again, this is such a new arena and so many people are coming into their psychic abilities and they're tapping into their various thoughts that are flying all around. And I just want people to be extremely, extremely wary of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, on the other hand, being wary and shutting it off is a potential.
Oh, no. You don't want to shut it off.
It's different, you know?
There's great stuff out there.
Yeah,
it's just,
and it's like there's information that can come from channel sources and wisdom that can come from channel sources.
Oh, yeah. You won't get it anywhere else.
And plus, this understanding of this dimensional shift and what might be ascension is not something a human could ever figure out on their own.
Well, I agree.
And maybe it's all a bunch of bullcrap. But nonetheless, you owe yourself you owe yourself to expose yourself to it because if it's correct, it's something that's going to be really important for a person.
Yeah.
And you know, the key about this is not to read any material and suddenly start.
Yeah.
Repeating it like it's a new doctrine.
Yeah, but see, that's a lot of times what I hear from you.
Right.
You know, you'll go into these channelings, and almost like that you're putting so much weight on them that it worries me.
That's not true. Do you know, if you look at all the channelings we posted, I always start with saying, I don't know if this is true. You draw your own conclusions.
Yeah, but you can say to somebody that often enough, but when you press it, then it's really a mute point as to saying, you know, be wary, but, and then they're always going to listen to the next sentence, and then, you know what I mean?
Don,
mm-hmm.
I can say that there were things that Jesus...
Oh, we're cutting into Dr. Bell's time.
All right, well, we'll wrap it up in just 1 second. There were things that Jesus said that were very good guides to all of this stuff. And that was, by your fruits ye shall be known.
Yes, right.
And so one has to, I look myself all the time at what am I creating around me as a result of what I'm doing? How are people responding? How are they growing? How are they changing? Are they becoming blind followers or are they expanding themselves?
Right.
And I judge what I'm doing based on the results. And not based on thinking that what I have is so perfect
and
everyone should believe it, okay? But as you know, I've had some miracles, real miracles, phenomenal miracles take place. And I can't, you know, those are quite amazing to happen. And I have to talk about them because it's unusual to have a miracle like that.
Yeah.
Now, other people have miracles too. And I respect that anyone that has a miracle that some demonstration of interdimensional connection should talk about it. Because it's hard to have faith that even there's the possibility of that on this realm because we're so cut off.
Yeah.
And things are so screwed up that, and there's so many negative, what I would call negative service to self forces, that to just the possibility that there are positive help coming.
Well, the one good thing is this.
From the other side, is something that if people are not open to it, they will never get it.
Yeah.
Well, they have to be open to it. And part of the result of all these, the channel messages.
Folks, we're going to continue this. Wynn and I are going to continue this discussion because it is an important one. I know that.
We didn't even let anybody phone in. Listen, you guys, email us, you know.
Tell us your thoughts.
Tell us your thoughts. How are you responding to this? Look at my website, Conversations with My Girlfriend. Read about my experience. It's posted up there. And you know, in future shows, we would love to have some of you call in and share your thoughts about it all.
Yeah, I'd love to get our audience's thoughts on what they feel about channel material. In fact, you know what, folks? We should really set up some sort of a new posting board and allow people to post channeled material by who they feel is accurate, who isn't, this, that, and the other, and really see what that would be an interesting mm-hmm. experiment to see what people mm-hmm. come up with as resonating with them or not, and who they mm-hmm. find to be accurate and who are not, and it would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it might even give some sort of an idea to the new reader as to what he should be engaging in when it comes mm-hmm. to channeled material and what might mm-hmm. be, you know.
So listen, Dr. Bell, are you listening to us? We're about to sign off, put you on. I want to say hello to your mom, Don. Is she going to listening tonight?
She's always listening, Wynn.
Hildy, I'm sorry to be such a hog this show and read all this channel.
You see that? You see that, Mother? We finally got him doing the token apology.
That's right. And what else?
Let's close with the calling in the light.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to have the last word, but I won't have it. Okay. Okay, I'm going to take the one thought was, you know, that in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, Ra said, the more people turning to love and light, the more interventions we can do. Now, I do believe Ra has done interventions on this planet and has maybe even stopped nuclear disasters at different times. Of course, I can't prove that, but if that's true, if that's even a possibility, then that's a reason to tune into that energy and to open up to it, not in your mind, but as an interdimensional connection. And when we call in the light, we invoke interdimensional connection. And so we invite you all to share in this. Also, to share in my conference calls, which are happening on Monday and Tuesday, you're invited to check it out. Just email me. My email's up on blog on the Don and Wynn Show, and I'll give you the phone number to call. And see if you have some kind of experience. You don't have to believe anything. Just be neutral and see if it connects with you.
Now, that's the best advice you can give.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, if you don't try, you don't know. Right?
Yeah, but remain neutral and just kind of...
Yeah, don't be judgmental. Don't be all for it. Don't be against it. Just see if you have an
inner... Let it soak in and see what resonates.
See if you have an inner experience.
Yeah, I would agree.
That's all.
Yeah.
It always has to be that. It always has to be... come home to somebody as something that...
Well, the listening audience is climbing. I got to tell you, there's a lot more listeners out there. And my guess is they're waiting for the next show.
Right. Yeah, well, that's good. Okay, you guys that are waiting for Dr. Bell, we're going to put them on in just a second. But for those of you who are listening, we're going to do this process called calling in the light. And we invite you to participate. And this is where we invite all the interdimensional positive forces to come in and work with us all. So, are you ready, Don?
I'm always ready.
Father, Mother, God, we ask just now for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person that's tuned in, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and dispersed for the highest good of all concerned. We give our permission for those interdimensional forces who are service to others, who are here to assist our planet and to assist each of us individually, and however you want to call that, if you have a particular religion and you want to call it that, that's fine. If you want to call it group souls, that's fine. That your intent is that there are forces that we can't see that can come into our space and help our planet, and they need our request to do it. So we ask them right now to be present with each of us, to be present with Blogin service, to be present with all the shows that are on Blogin, that they can generate an upliftment of energy. And we see ourselves connected with this flow of energy emanating from the galactic center, the Hu-Nav-Ku, coming in through the tops of our heads and through our feet and healing our earth and expanding into our space and connecting with the people that we love and care for and healing them when it's needed and expanding into our cities and expanding into our planet. And we just right now take about 10 seconds of silence and feel that energy flow between all of us listeners and through the grids of the planet that they might be healed.
That machine noise you're hearing in the back is healing you.
That's right. Don, another episode of the Don and Wynn Show. We will be back next week.
We'll be back next week. It'll
send your emails.
Definitely send your emails. And no, we love you. We just want to take you on a wonderful journey. And Wynn, I always appreciate being on the show with you.
And Don, thank you for being the devil's advocate. Keeping me on my toes, and I love you.
I love you too.
And thank you. Thank you for all your dedication. Don works day and night to bring all this stuff forward to you.
We all do.
And,
thank you.
And we can all give him a vote of gratitude. He loves thank you emails, so send him thank yous and tell him how much you love him. Don.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night. You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.